that. So I guess, will I get still
this
get credit
Jude
for them?
Conrad Radio, presenting extraordinary visionary experts in
I'm working on a
wealth,
couple more.
And manifesting your dreams come true. And now, here's your host, Judith Conrad, starting your day with the good news.
Well, welcome. This is Judith Conrad, and here we are on BBS Radio, BBS, and that is no BS, and we are broadcasting from Paradise, California. I'm sitting here. I'm not in my jammies, but I could be. We're sitting here, and I'm doing an internet radio program. A little bit later on, my guest will be Max Fabre, which is Marianne with an attitude. It's M-A with part of Marianne's name, and then an X, which is Marianne with an attitude. I like that. And does she have an attitude? It is an attitude of success. Well, have you felt this full moon? I don't know about you, but I thought I was going crazy this afternoon. Nothing worked. Computer was being crazy, silly, and so it's Virgo, which is about details. And so with this full moon, which is actually coming in tonight, you're going to be experiencing kind of like the opposites, the dark and the light, the logistics and the intuition coming in. Everything is moving us forward. Every week, every month, it's moving us toward that intuitive, that spiritual breakthrough. More people are becoming awake and aware. I get so excited because they're coming into my territory, into my sandbox. And I love it because I get to help train a lot of these new folks coming in. We have, on the 12th of March, which will be next Monday, Mercury retrograde. I remember in San Francisco, whenever we said, okay, Mercury retrograde. Oh, no, please no. Oh, yes, it's Mercury retrograde. And I see the most positive thing about that because I'm in the process of redoing my brochure, redoing my work, getting back into the coaching so I can help more folks. And I'm just tweaking all of the things about the work that I do. And I'm helping others do the same thing. And with Mercury, it's about communications. What are you communicating? One of my friends, Tom Freitag, says, well, he says, why don't you just ask people, well, what are you broadcasting and how are you broadcasting? Yeah, because I'm all about broadcasting, all about communications. And with this full moon right now in Virgo, it's about getting the details, nailing them down, and then during the Mercury retrograde, letting them synthesize. It's like putting them in a sieve and letting them flow through. What is most important will come back, come through. And yes, we are also going to be encouraging you to call in. If you're listening on BBS Radio, you've got all the numbers right there. If you're listening on judithconradradio.com, you also have the numbers there. You can come in on Skype, and that is BBS Radio. That's good. Okay, now with this Mercury retrograde, it's looking at the mental plane as it's pairing off with the intuition. It is about finding root causes of what makes you tick, what makes you get so excited, and looking at coincidences, because all of the synchronicities, the coincidences, are giving you a heads up. I say everything that you look at, every person you meet is information helping you to move forward. Every symbol, when you dream, all of the symbols, if you dream about a person, that's about you, some facet of you. The other day, I don't know why I was dreaming this, but I was dreaming about someone giving me, in fact, it was a friend of mine. I think, and now that I think of it, the person is sitting across from me and gave me this expensive bottle of champagne and four beautiful glasses. They're hand-painted. Four glasses. And she said, I'll meet you someplace. Interesting. This was Max that I had a dream about. So I'm running around trying to find Max at the beach. She's at the beach, and I know she's over there, and I'm over here. And to get to her, I have to go upstairs through a motel, through a hotel, to get to the beach on the other side. And when I get part of the way, this lady stops me and says, "Oh, here's more glasses, these beautiful hand-painted glasses." So here I am. So she said, "Let's open the bottle, and I want you to walk around with the bottle on the way, because that'll you just." Just walk with it, and people will start following you. What a crazy dream. But all of that was symbolic. Maybe Max knows what that's about. I don't know. Anyway, so it's about looking at the details. I could analyze that because everything has to do with me. Everything, glasses, what do the glasses mean? What does champagne mean? What does Max mean? As I'm combining all of that into one. All right. So today, we're talking about a brand new website that was just launched. And we've also got, I have some information, Eckhart Tolle just kept jumping out every place I looked. And here's one of the things. Unless you learn to face your own shadows, you'll continue to see them in others because the world outside you is only the reflection of the world inside you. All right. That's pretty cool. And here's another one from Eckhart Tolle. As soon as you honor the present moment, the now, all unhappiness and struggle dissolve. Nice, huh? And life begins to flow with joy and ease. Things and conditions can give you pleasure, but they cannot give you joy. Joy arises from within. It is an inside job. Here's one from one of my good friends, Marilyn Gordon, from Oakland. She has a hypnotherapy school. She talks a lot about the wise one, the enlightened one, and the healing one. Interesting, we are on so much the same page. So here's the quote from her. The enlightened mind in you has enormous power. It helps you to uplift all other parts of yourself. It is your healing mind and your mind of wisdom. It can transform old habits and patterns, help you to move to higher levels of your life. Yeah. All right. Now, excuse me. We have a little reading for today. Cool, huh? Well, first before we do that, I want you to think of a question, think of a situation. I guess I'm going to think about my work that I'm synthesizing and really fine-tuning so that I may help others. So I pulled the four cards and I wrote down a little bit about each one. And Max is thinking of what she's going to focus on, and she's going to hold up one, two, or three, or four fingers to indicate which card she's going to select. So she's going to hold, I'm just going to look and see. She's going to take number four. She's going to take card number four for whatever she's working on right now. And she's going to indicate which one I'm going to take. I'm going to have number two. Ooh, nice. All right. So the first card is the Six of Swords, and that is science. That is an analytical card, mental. And, of course, Mercury is mental. And it's in Aquarius, which is one of the most mental signs. It's an air sign. It has six swords coming together in the center, and it has a cross. Inside of the cross is a rose, which is opened. I call this the resume card. Interesting that that's what I'm doing. And I think a lot of you out there are doing the same thing. The card indicates that you're analytically pulling it all together from the heart. And you're unifying ideas with a vision of how you are the puzzle piece. If you pick number one, I want you to journal about that, of how you're pulling it all together. You're analyzing, unifying ideas with a vision for how you could be of higher service. And it doesn't have to be huge. It can be stopping and assisting someone who is having difficulty walking across the street, especially an elder. Number two, and this is me, the Ace of Discs. Now, discs are on the physical plane. It is all on around the outside of the card are angel wings. Inside is a huge coin. Aces indicate new beginnings, high. This is one of the higher, not the very top high manifesting card, but it's a very high manifesting card of bringing the inner and the outer together. That analytical part that I was talking about and the spiritual part. Because I do coaching, which is very much left brain. It's analytical. How can we find out what your questions are in order to move into the solutions? And once you have the solutions and the tools, then how can we move into the results, which would be your goals? So this just kind of nails what I've been looking at and working on the last couple of days. Number two. Card number three is the Prince of Cups. It's a Scorpio card. It is a mastery card. It is the prince is sitting in a chariot getting ready to dive into the water. The water represents emotions. And there's a lotus upside down. All the seeds are out. They could fall any place because water, emotions, once you get your analytical part, number one. Number two, getting ready for the high manifestation of internal and out external richness and manifesting. And now you're going to look at what seeds did you plant? Did you maybe found their niche and they started to grow? That could be your business. Someone that you talked to maybe a couple months ago is thinking, I need to call that lady and see if she can help me. Number four is a major arcana. This is huge. It's the Lover's card, the number six card. Now we had the Six of Swords. Now we are ending with the major arcana, the Lovers. It's a Gemini card. Gemini, partnering with Mercury, is the union of opposites. And Gemini is how do you communicate this? And we're talking about a website, which is Healer Today. I believe that one of the underlying purposes of having a website like that is that we can heal ourselves and the practitioners there are able to facilitate that with EFT, with coaching, with meditation, with all of the tools that will assist you in being the self-healer. If you'd like to call in, love to have you call in and see which number you picked. Number one, number two, number three, or number four. Yes. And you may be listening on the archives. This radio program is always archived. And actually, not only will it be archived on my radio program, my website, judithconradradio.com, it will now be archived on Healer Today on my page. So you can tune in either place and tune into the radio program. Well, with that, without further ado, let's bring in Max Fabre. Yay! Hi, Max. Yeah. All right, Max. So welcome to the program.
Hey, Judith. It's so nice to be back. Thank you.
I know it.
And I like your new studio.
Isn't that nice? Yeah. Yes, and good equipment. And when you get ready for your radio program, I'll let you know which one of these things that you'll be able to use.
You're going to really talk me into that, aren't you?
I know. When someone says, I might be interested in a radio program, I take that as, yes, let's go. All right. So, Max, give us a little background before we go into the tarot cards.
Well, how far back do you want to? I was born in New Jersey.
New Jersey.
To an Italian family.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. You speak a little Italiano?
Not a bit. They were Sicilian, so they spoke Sicilian.
Oh, yeah. And then you came out here.
Oh, no, that was long. We don't want to go that far
no,
back.
No. We're just looking at your professional background, your personal background, anything you want to share.
Well, you know, I think we really just really need to start with my private practice.
Yes.
And I do addiction counseling and transition coaching.
Yeah, I have a problem. I'm addicted to radio.
I know. I know. It's the new addiction for you.
Yeah, yes. Actually, it's an old addiction.
And I'm not quite sure what we're going to do about that. But admitting it was the first step.
Yeah, I know. Step one. You can take me through. You don't do 12-step. I know that. So, all right. I like my addiction, by the way.
Well, you're not willing to change, so there's no use coming to me.
I know.
And maybe some addictions are good.
I know.
My only addiction has been life.
Really?
And I'm not going into recovery for that.
You're not. You do. You do love life.
Yes. Yeah. I saw something that I wrote the other day in an old journal, and it was something like, from the minute I was born, my soul started dancing.
Really? Ooh, when we can remember that. Nice.
Yeah.
The dancing one within.
So it must have been excited right from the beginning.
Right.
So my private practice, which I started 12 years ago, mm-hmm. and of course, as internet was growing, I knew that I could identify that there was something there for me. And I started doing long-distance counseling.
Mm.
So I have clients all over the world.
Yay.
And thank goodness for Skype.
I
know. That wonderful? Or similar type programs. When I was going to go on the road last year.
Yes, I remember that.
I decided I wanted to expand that part of my business because then I could work on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to put a website up and realized, well, I'm a counselor, I'm certified, but online, I'm accountable to no one.
Oh.
So anybody could put a site up and call themselves whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that a great breeding ground for predators?
Right.
So I didn't put my site up. Then this was 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I got this download. Well, you know, if there's nothing there to make you accountable, then build something.
Right.
Make people accountable.
Because mm-hmm.
I know that the internet is just on, it's just really starting to carry services that are important to people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like physicians, psychologists, mm-hmm. Counselors, coaches. How do we know who's real?
Mm-hmm.
So I started Online Wellness Association 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And what I do is basically I certify that the people offering services are real. And if you pass all of our requirements and you give us your firstborn, we put a seal of approval on your site.
Right.
So the world can start recognizing if that seal is there, then we've done our due diligence and they can feel comfortable mm-hmm. dealing with you.
And you, I know you do background checks?
Background checks through a third party.
Okay.
And then we also do 4 recent professional references.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we verify credentials.
Uh-huh.
And interestingly, there are some legitimate healers that don't have credentials.
Right.
I mean, who gives a license to a shaman?
Exactly. I was thinking exactly the same thing when I went to Peru. I mean, the jungle shaman that I went to had no credentials, had studied with his father or his, you know, an elder in the tribe, and he was training others.
Right. And one of the things that was important to me, because I do this in my private practice, is have integrated services. Because none of us have all the answers for
right.
anyone.
Right.
And I often, as a counselor, I call on people like EFT specialists.
Mm-hmm.
I've even had shamans go mm-hmm. to my clients' homes.
Yes.
You know, so I wanted my website to be the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be able to include all health and wellness practitioners, like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have a great educational background. You have wonderful credentials.
Thank you.
And what you do is coaching, you know. And so the latest thing is there's a coaching association now.
Yeah.
And they are certifying coaches.
Mm-hmm.
But does that make you any less than who you are because you haven't gone through the ICA or ICF.
Right, right.
Very legitimate organizations.
Right.
So you have so much to give to people. And our organization, OWA, was able to figure that out mm-hmm. just by talking to your references.
Right.
And, of course, I have the honor of personally knowing you.
Right. <so. laughs> Yeah, and, you know, having done this for 25 years, I guess that gives you – that's also a credential of time helping people.
Oh, definitely,
yeah.
Definitely. I have this story about my master's degree.
Yeah.
Where I took so long to do it because I'm basically a researcher.
Yeah, okay.
And finally the graduate school said, you have to hand something in, Max. Because my poor committee people were getting old. And so I finally got signed off on my thesis. And lo and behold, they wouldn't actually give me my master's after working on it for 9 years because one of my credits expired.
Oh.
And it was a 20th century history. How does history expire?
I don't know.
So I went in and I was very upset about this, of course.
Of course.
And they wanted me to take another year of history. And I said, oh, you don't even have enough history for me. So they said, well, what you could do is write a book. So I could write a book and get the same credentials. Why didn't you tell me that 9 years ago?
Yeah, right.
So you have all of this wonderful life experience,
right.
And why not use it?
That's right. Because I never know when someone comes into me, and I'm just recently really focusing on problem, solution, and result. And the problem starts out with a questioning, deep questioning and a deep listening to find out, well, what is your question? Because you can't bring up a solution until you have the problem or the question. Once you have the question, then the solution will which tool to use will emerge.
And then there's something in between those two,
mm-hmm.
and that's addressing whatever fears you have that have not allowed you to address this to begin with.
Right, because that comes under the questioning. That's part of the question, you know. What is your fear? Yeah.
And it's fear that holds everybody back, isn't it?
It does, it does. But not Max.
Well, no, because I was born with no fears, which upset my mother greatly.
I bet it did. And by the way, if there's anyone out there who would like to call in, we would welcome your participation with this. That would be my greatest desire. Whenever you're ready, we'll find out what you got out of the reading for today.
And
now?
So I built OWA
yeah.
and spent 5 years and a lot of money and couldn't seem to get out of research and development. But what I did really get out of the research was that the internet is really a new modality for healers,
uh-huh.
for practitioners, and they don't know what to do with it. I mean, we had people apply for memberships that didn't even own a computer, had no intentions of buying a computer, but they knew they had to have internet presence.
Mm-hmm.
So really looking at that, I decided that's a situation all in itself.
Yeah.
So I pulled out the professional directory from the OWA site and started a whole new directory called healertoday.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it just contains our members. And we made it really super user-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
We added another page because for each of our members.
Yes, because, I like that.
Well, what we realized is people don't have... Not everybody has a website
mm-hmm.
like you. Who you have several.
Right? I do. How many more can I have? Huh?
Well, let's hope you condense it down to one.
We are. We
yeah,
are.
Good. Then people will be able to find you easier.
Right. Yes.
So with this new page, we want people to start getting presence on the internet
mm-hmm.
before they invest money in a website.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember, I don't know if you remember your first website, but I remember my first website.
Gosh.
And I didn't even know the questions to ask.
Yeah.
But I do remember that it cost me about $5,000.
Really?
And that was way back when. You know, that was probably about maybe 14 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get this great website built, but the person that built the website didn't maintain it. That's not what they were going to do. He said to me, well, you know, I developed this nice website for you. And I'm like, yes, but I can't change anything.
Yeah. So, I always hated it when I had to wait for somebody to make the changes.
Yes.
And then when they came out with WordPress or blog, there was a
Blogger.com.
Blogger.com, then you could cut and paste and put things in there. I liked that because I didn't have to wait for anyone, and I could keep it moving and fresh and alive.
And you have to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your website has to be as alive as you are.
Mm-hmm.
And keeping that in mind, when we developed HealerToday.com, that's what I wanted, was something that my members could really get use out of.
Mm-hmm.
By having that extra page, the members are going to be able to learn the questions they need to ask when they're going to build their own website or have some, you know, commission somebody to do that.
I love the website. I hope all of you out there have a chance to go to the website. It's healertoday.com. You really don't need to say www anymore.
No, you don't.
You know, because you just assume that that's what it is. In fact, when you type in the toolbar, you don't put the www.
You don't have to anymore.
No, not anymore, no. Because it's intuitive. I like that word.
I know you do. Yeah. We had a big discussion about whether to call it Healer Today or healertoday.com. And because I'm the majority owner of the company, we went to healertoday.com. And the reason is, if it was Healer Today, that could be a brick and mortar building.
It could.
You know, the business could be a magazine. It could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted people to know right off, this is an internet company.
Yes.
So healertoday.com is what it is.
I love it. I love it, love it, love it. And I'm on it. Makes me very, very happy.
And I, you know, I hope that other people can see the value of this. It's all about people feeling safe, getting services online. That's what it's all about. And it's also about practitioners working together.
Yes.
Because, like, when you're coaching, you're going to have people that are going to need counseling because whatever's holding them back, you know, that's not where you go. And so you'll need to send them to a counselor.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine going to a website that you know everybody is safe to deal with. And to me, that is very important. That's the business.
And working together is so important.
Yes.
Because we can't do all modalities the same.
Exactly.
However, when someone has a block, I do take them into the work that I do, which is, that's another whole part of my work is, you know, the healing that I do, DNA activation. Most people don't know that I do that. DNA activation. You didn't know that, did you?
I didn't. And we were just talking about the mind mapping that you do.
Right. I do the mind mapping, which is that combines the right brain, left brain. And that's the first thing that indicated that I had this intuitive capacity when I started doing that. I started getting more juice from the right brain than I did the left brain. Left brain being the analytical. But of course, being a Virgo rising and a school teacher, I had, you know, I have all of the logistics, analytical stuff.
Yeah.
Plus, intuitive now.
And, you know, when you put yourself out there as an intuitive coach, the majority of the population might go, ooh, woo, 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 woo.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
When you, and I've watched you do this.
Yes.
When you put yourself out there as a coach,
right,
the first thing they think of is, oh, yeah, Judith.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they know what your background is.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I'm learning.
it's how we market ourselves, how we brand ourselves.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah. And that's why in the new website, which will be judithconrad.com, I am the product, and I'm I'm going to have a new picture taken, but you know, I still like the old pictures, but it's who I am that will be branded.
And that's a big commitment of what you're branding, because with my private practice, which is lifestylechangescounseling.com, somehow I, as hard as I worked in branding that, most people know me locally, but I have like four other partners, and they don't get the calls that I do because somehow Max got branded.
Yes.
As opposed to lifestyle changes. Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons is that you're out in the public so much and you're standing up at different greeters meetings and different other meetings. And I don't think the other ones are out there like you are.
No. And again, this is unique to the health and wellness community.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to either be very right-brained.
Yeah, right.
You know,
woo-woo.
But when you're in business, you have to be right-brained, left-brained.
Exactly.
And that means you have to go out and you have to talk with people. Mm-hmm. You have to establish yourself as an expert in your field. And, you know, you do that by utilizing the internet. It's the greatest way to do it.
It is. And, being out in front of people is so important. But a lot of people, they are just scared to death to get up in front of a group of people. They just tremble. I watch them when the new people come in, just shaking in their boots. And radio is also distinguishes you as an expert.
And some people that shake in their boots in person would make great radio people.
Yes, they would. Yeah. Because they have a radio coach right here.
Of course. And you know me. Yes. Anybody that shakes in their boots needs to go to Toastmasters.
Yes. I know. Toastmasters, right. That's a very good organization.
And I've belonged to the same Toastmasters group now for almost 11 years.
Really?
And one of the reasons I belong to this group is because it's so healthy. The people in it are healthy. Everybody has the same focus. And that's to grow.
Mm-hmm.
We're all at different levels. I go, you don't have to go for 11 years,
but yeah.
Because I do so much public speaking, mm-hmm. I continue to be a member because I can run my speeches by them first.
Very good. Yes. Yeah. That's an excellent source there.
But I have seen people come into our group as new members because, for instance, there was one man that wanted to climb the corporate ladder.
Ah.
And he couldn't because he stuttered.
Oh.
And he was a very timid man to begin with. You know, that's his personality.
Mm-hmm.
But he came in and he ended up to be a vice president of his company. And, you know, he was there for about 4 years and just kept working on it, working on it, working on it. And I think now everybody's forgotten that he even had a stutter.
He doesn't have it anymore.
Right. It's a safe place to be.
Mm-hmm. And you're mentioning the magic word, safe.
Safe.
Safe, safe, safe. Because I think one of the reasons that people get so frightened when they get up in front of a group is that they don't feel it's safe. They may have had an experience where they were, what you fill in the blank, something happened early on. Maybe the parents criticized them. Shut up, sit down. You're supposed to be seen, not heard.
Exactly.
They may have been past. I always like to go into past lifetimes. Possibly things happened when they spoke out. Shouldn't have. Wrong time. And they ended up someplace where they weren't very comfortable. Again, I'd like to encourage any of you out there who would like to call in. We would like to bring you on in the radio program. And I know, again, here's some people do not like to call into radio programs.
Well, maybe you need to start having them be able to send you an email or
yes.
You know, like a chat thing.
Yeah.
I think that's something you could put on there.
Yes. They could actually send an email to BBS Radio and I would read it.
Uh-huh.
And then I would bring them in. And and if you ever want to have a little training of how to do, you know, to call in, you know, I don't like to call into other people's radio programs.
Well, you could pretend you're somebody else.
Yeah.
I would know.
And that isn't the thing. It's just I'm not in charge. I think that's one of the things. And here's another reason why people don't want to do that or they don't want to get up in front because they're not in charge. Other people looking at them, may you know, they're not in charge of that. and yet I've seen people get up, they're so shy, and it's so charming because of their shyness.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, well, I've just noticed a couple people, and they just say, I'm nervous. And that right there breaks the ice.
That will. That'll break the ice.
Okay, let's go to these cards. I'm waiting to find out what you thought of them. Which one? You pick number four, the Lover's card, Gemini, the Union of Opposites. So how does that pertain to you?
You know, I'm not sure. I just recently opened my heart up to the idea of maybe having some, maybe perhaps.
Oh, that was a real definite intention.
I had to back up there.
Yeah, back
so
up.
Maybe I'm not totally committed here.
Woohoo!
I thought, you know, I thought maybe it would be nice to have some kind of a person in my life to share things with, because okay. I've had so many accomplishments lately that
yes.
I want to go and tell somebody about them right away.
Right, know? Right.
But who's available 11 o'clock at night?
That's true. That's true. Or they may be sleeping. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Wake up, wake up.
I want to tell you about this, right? And that's important too. You know, with the Lover's card, it is so nice to have that person to come home to and to share ideas. Yes, very, very possible.
It's finding
shall
that right
person. Shall
we pull
a card for that?
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Yes. Okay, anyone?
How about three?
I'm going to pick three cards any from anywhere in the deck.
Any place in the deck. So okay. We're looking at relationship for Max.
Okay.
Ask
this
Judith.
This is too cool.
This is way fun.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love to do readings on the air. And of course, if you are listening in the archives, you think of a question, and this has you can use this for yours, too. It doesn't have to be, put these over your heart and bless them. Love them up. I love it. Love them up. All right. Now, which one wants to be first?
Oh, sorry. Okay.
That one wants to be first. Okay. The first card is a master card, the Princess of Swords. Mentally, you're getting up above any dark clouds that have to do with relationships. Anything, anytime, excuse me, where you've been in a relationship or something, preconceived idea, you're getting up above and you're up there fighting for your truth. In other words, you're establishing why do I want a relationship and the qualifications of that person that you want to be in relationship with. And for some people, when they come and ask that same question, I always say, you ever thought about a puppy? Not another individual, because that's a starting place, but I'm not going to say that to you. So what it is you're very grounded as you're looking at this. I can tell. You'll research the whole thing. You know?
I have a list of 15 characteristics I carry with me.
Oh, that's right. Are you the one? Are you the one? All right, next card. Okay. Yeah. Okay, second card is the Hermit card.
Ah.
Which doesn't mean you're going to be a hermit. It's in other words, you're going inside to look at to see whether the external qualifications that you wrote down, if whether they really match with who you are. And then one of the quotes that I was looking at here, it says, be that person that you're of the qualifications that you wrote down.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And the third card is another major arcana, 2 out of 3, big time. This is something really ready to happen.
Woo-hoo!
It's the Adjustment card. Put your sword of truth, which you are, you got up above all the preconceived notions, and you're putting your sword of truth down in the earth, and you're taking a stand. You're balancing on, this is it. I'm going to put my, just like with the website.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you didn't let anything get in the way.
Still don't.
I know. No fear, Max. You're putting, and with total clarity, and allowing spirit then to bring the most perfect individual to be in relationship with you.
Yeah.
Isn't that fun?
I'm open.
Yeah, because you're going inside, and it's new beginnings. Once this starts to happen, there will be a shift in Max.
Ooh, for the better?
For the better. Oh, always.
How could that be?
You're already gooder. That is so, so true. All right, so now that we're talking about you, now we're going to, you can ask me any questions about my business, because we're in a mastermind, and it's nice that
that's nice that you mentioned that.
Yeah,
you know,
love it.
we're in a mastermind that holds each other accountable for our businesses and
yes.
getting business done.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, when you're the head of a company, who do you have to answer to?
Right.
So it's wonderful to meet with you guys twice a month mm-hmm. and be held accountable.
What I love is it's international. I mean, one of our the gentlemen in the group is from Norway.
Right, and we put him on Skype at the head of the table.
I know.
He eats breakfast or dinner in Norway while we're eating our breakfast.
I know.
Yeah, but, you know, I know that you're starting to make a lot of changes, and which goes with the whole 2012 thing. All
it,
these
it does,
changes.
Yes.
Yeah, and you're making some changes, and you're willing to look outside of yourself and mm-hmm. say help.
Right, because always I've taken it inside, and I said, I don't need other people. And that's not what 2012 is about. And, of course, not with my astrology either, because I have North Node in Libra, which is groups, and working in conjunction with other people. Mm-hmm. That's why I really want to bring in a couple other people on the radio that they'll have their little niche. They'll have their little segment. And then I can support them in that way.
Why are you staring at me?
I wasn't even thinking about that, Max. Yeah. But that wouldn't be a bad idea. Actually, I just see you as having a full program. A minute, 2 minutes would not be enough.
How about when I go on the road?
There you go. Yeah. Oh, you go on the road. Yeah. Yeah, it just, you know, and South Node is in Aries, which is I've always been the Lone Ranger. And that's why when I started my radio program, did it by myself, didn't need anybody. Uh-huh. But then I had to start bringing in sponsors because of the cost. And then I got excited about supporting other people. Yeah.
Sponsors are good.
Yes, they are.
You know, one of the things that I sort of mention all the time and you sort of ignore that I'm mentioning it, and that's having that that written business plan.
I know. That's on my agenda. And because I'm synthesizing all my work, and now once I get that done, then I can go for the business plan.
Can we talk about the business plan just in general?
Yes, so, please.
Because, you know, it's one of the reasons people fail in their businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not that they fail, because if you try, you don't fail.
Right.
But it's the reason that people don't succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Having a business plan is like having a map
mm-hmm.
for what direction you're going to go in. And, you know, you keep discovering these wonderful skills that you have.
I know.
And yet they've always been there from the very first time that you started your business.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have that all written out,
mm-hmm.
you could always go back and look and go, oh, well, wait, I haven't even utilized this
right.
product yet.
Right.
So I know it's difficult, and I have this conversation, particularly with women.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of women do not want to sit down and write out where they're going and how they're going to get there.
Right.
And what's the expectation?
Mm-hmm. And who's going to hold me accountable?
Exactly. And somebody has to hold each of us accountable.
Exactly. And that's why I like the mastermind. And you're going to hold me accountable for a business plan.
Yes, I am.
So what is a business plan, my fair Max?
Well, you know, you start out with, and we did this in our mastermind. We decided to have a mission and a vision.
Mm-hmm.
And our vision is where we're going to go, where we're going to end up at. We start right there.
Right.
We start, where are we taking this? Where are we going to end up? You know, and I am going to end up in an RV on the road.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm going to end up. Okay, so then my mission is, how do I get there? And so that's my mission statement from my company is I'm building a website for the internet that will promote safety,
mm-hmm.
basically, for our health and wellness practitioners. So that would be an example of a mission statement. And then it's like, okay, well, how am I going to do that? What are the steps needed to build a website? And then, you know, one of the steps in there is market it. You have to market it. Well, how do you market it?
Marketing plan.
Marketing plan. Jumps it right out of that plan.
Now, I have a different concept of a mission. It's why I'm doing something. Why am I doing the coaching? Why am I doing the healing work that I do? And the vision is because I have this mission, how am I, what is the end destination that I'm going towards?
And that would be what we decided in our group right. to call our vision statement.
Right. How it's why I'm doing it is my mission, and how I'm going to get to the end destination. So I guess it's a little bit different.
And the other reason that you need this mm-hmm. is because with people like us, we have a lot of skills.
Yes.
And we can go in many directions. And what my mission statement has done is it has kept me on track
uh-huh.
because, you know, people will bring in a good idea and say, oh, you know, you need to do this.
Yes.
Like, oh, you need to have a radio show. Well, how is that going to get me to my mission
exactly.
of building this safe internet mm-hmm. platform?
Yeah.
And that's the question I ask myself mm-hmm. every time somebody presents a wonderful idea.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to have a radio show. Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
But, you know, how is it going to benefit me
mm-hmm.
to get on the road?
Exactly. I always see, and I cut out this one article, I think it was from Time Magazine or Newsweek, and it shows this guy sitting by his RV is behind him. He's sitting there with his telephone and his computer, and there's a nice stream, and he's sitting there in his lawn chair, and he's coaching. And you can do coaching from any place with Skype, you know, all of that. So it's just one of these occupations where you don't have to have brick and mortar.
Exactly.
I know.
Yes.
Tell me about a marketing plan. What do you do for a marketing plan? This is benefiting a lot of people out there, I know.
Well, you know, the marketing plan is first you have to know who your target
mm-hmm.
Target audience is, your members, who are they going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, okay, what do I need to reach these people? For my OWA, I have a four-prong marketing plan.
Okay.
And it includes traditional marketing, non-traditional marketing, professional marketing, and then internet marketing.
Okay.
And then each one of those has a plan unto itself. So,
what's regular marketing?
Regular marketing would be like radio advertising. It would be media.
Newspaper.
Right, newspaper, billboards,
mm-hmm.
you know, just the things that we would normally think of as advertising.
Left brain. Okay, non-traditional, what would that be?
Non-traditional would be things like having seminars, attending health fairs,
okay.
Going to trade shows.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little bit more non-traditional.
Okay.
Okay.
And the next one is?
Professional.
Okay.
And for us, the reason we have professional is because we have a gal that's coming over from Japan that's joining us. And she is going to be presenting at professional associations because we want them to endorse us.
Okay.
So she will be going and giving formal presentations to them at their conferences, at luncheons. And so that's the third part of our marketing plan.
Professional.
And then, of course, the fourth one is internet.
Okay.
And, you know, within the internet, we have the social media, we have advertising, we have blogs, we have articles. There, you know, so four different areas, professional, traditional, non-traditional, mm-hmm. and internet.
Great. All right. So we've got our mission, we've got our vision, and we've got our
marketing.
Marketing plan. What other things do I put in that?
Ah, then comes the financial.
The financial.
Oh, we're going to go to our left brain.
Yeah.
Crash and burn.
Yeah.
And so you make projections.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so where are your income streams?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so you identify. That's what you're doing.
Right.
You're identifying what's my income stream.
Exactly.
I could do coaching. I could do radio. I could do workshops.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's three streams that I just know about you.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you estimate how much you would charge for those.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would set goals of, if you're going to do groups, you know, you might want to do, say, 12 groups a year.
And you would know how much income because you know how many people is going to be in the group. It's a lot of math.
It is.
I even get bored talking about it.
Well, no, I think that's exciting because this part is a little bit non-traditional, yet it's traditional. You get to create out of nowhere how many people are going to be in the group, and you get to create out of nowhere what the income is.
Exactly.
Right, so if I want $1,000 a month and I'm looking at a group, how much do I charge each of the people to be in a group or individual, how much do I charge for ongoing work? So you're creating this out of the ethers.
You are.
Yes, that's the fun part.
It is. When I set up my private practice, as far as income, I estimated how much I wanted to make per month, you know, as a self-employed person.
Yes.
And then I knew I was going to work at least 40 hours a week. So 5 days a week, you know, 20 days a month.
Yeah, well.
And so I divided that into the amount that I wanted to make. And I decided that I had to make $300 a day to meet my goal.
Okay.
And I started focusing then my marketing on doing that, on what clients I wanted, where I was going to get them. And I set out to do the marketing on that. And within 6 months, I had met my goal. And I was so excited about that.
Yes.
I decided, well, I could either take on more clients or, better, I'll only work 3 days a week instead of five.
Right, right. There's another thing that we can throw in here that's residual income.
Yes. Yeah. And
this sounds fun. Now I can jump into this sandbox.
Go ahead.
of you know, all this fun stuff.
Yeah, having residual income is a good thing.
Yeah.
And you know,
what would that look like for you, Max?
Well, right now, I've been working on a book now for 3 years.
Get a coach.
Yeah, I know.
Get
I know.
A coach.
On the road.
Yes, on
I'm
the road.
I'm going to be so busy on the road.
I know it. I know it. But sitting by the stream or by the pool.
And I wrote a new holistic approach to treatment
that has
been recognized by the National Institute of Health, SAMHSA. And so, you know, that's a product that I have that could make a residual income for the rest of my life.
Absolutely.
So I have that.
Before we get too far, we got about 4 minutes left. I don't know where the time flew.
Oh, okay.
I want you to give your contact information.
Well, healertoday.com.
HealerToday.com.
You can go there. And actually, I am on the professional directory, too, for my private practice.
Yes.
So Max Fabre, and you can look at my professional directory. All my information is there. So that's how I would suggest people contact me right now is through HealerToday.com. Very easy to remember.
It is. I like that. Yeah.
And we're open for new members. The good thing is the application is right on the site.
Great.
So you could fill it out and email it to, or just press the button and it comes to us. At least I think it does.
Submit.
Right. So we would love to have new members from all disciplines at least apply to be a member. Mm-hmm. And if you meet the qualification, we'll give you one of those seals for your website.
I just put mine up yesterday. It was so fun. I cut and paste and put it in.
And what website did you put that on?
On judithconradradio.com, and it will soon go on judithconrad.com.
Excellent. And you qualified to be a wellness practitioner because of your coaching.
Right.
You know, I recognize as a counselor that when people are healing, they need all phases of their life helped with. Like, financial coaches, you know, people who don't know how to budget. So if you think you qualify, I mean, we're an out-of-the-box practitioner site.
I like that. So it's healertoday.com. And I just want to let you know that you can go to the archives. And the program from last Thursday, one of my former coaching clients is, he and his wife have leased an island 3 miles by 3 miles in the Tongan Islands. And hearing his story, so that was last Thursday. And then tomorrow, you're going to hear Dina Ricker from Mount Shasta, California. She is definitely a person of interest from New Jersey. No, she's from New York.
New York,
yeah. And she will be joining me tomorrow, and we will be talking about how, because she didn't trust her intuition, and I'm going to be doing a reading on her on air and how she can raise the bar of having healthier relationships, selecting higher quality people to be in relationship with, and how you can trust your intuition on that when you're meeting people. How do you know whether this one's going to be good, that one's going to be good? And she said, I always knew whether they were worth my time or not. And so anyway, it's going to be a fun show, and I'm going to close now. Thanks, Max.
Judith, thanks for having me back.
Love it. I want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are makes a difference.